USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the State Department estimates as many as 1,500 Americans are trying to get out of Afghanistan, with a total of over 4,000 Americans and Afghan allies. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw believes we need to be more aggressive when it comes to dealing with the Taliban, and also that August 31st deadline of troop withdrawal.
We're the United States. We don't negotiate with people like that. And if we want to stay longer in order to get our people out, and we want to set our own timelines for that, which should be open-ended, by the way, then we do it. We do it. And if they get in our way, well, we'll use deadly force. That should be the only answer coming from the United States right now.
At least 19 people have died from this past weekend's catastrophic flooding in Middle Tennessee. There are still two people confirmed missing. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
On Tuesday, the House approved a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint and locked in a September vote on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill, ending a standoff among Democrats. The $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill passing in the House with no Republican support. And Republican Congressman Jason Smith tells CNBC spending is out of control in Washington, D.C.
And this budget resolution spends $68 trillion over the next 10 years. That's within the budget resolution. That is the highest spending in the history of the United States. If you count the spending that the Democrats started since they took over Congress in 2019, combined with Bernie's budget proposal here, that is more spending than all of taxes that have ever been collected in the history of the United States.
A torn hamstring forcing six-time U.S. Open champion Serena Williams to withdraw from Wimbledon. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell is in his home state promoting the work he and Kentucky Republican Congressman Andy Barr did in Congress to address the opioid crisis. But Senator McConnell also takes a moment to encourage his constituents to get the coronavirus vaccine.
90% of the people in the hospitals in Kentucky and around the country have one thing in common. They're unvaccinated. So, if you know somebody who's not vaccinated, for goodness sake, get vaccinated.
McConnell also talks about how someone recovering from an opioid addiction can get back to normal life.
What needed to be done to get people successfully through the transition and back into a normal life, which means a job.
Remembrance is continuing to come in as a legendary rock band loses one of its members.
The man whose beats powered the music of the Rolling Stones has died. Charlie Watts, drummer of the group since 1963, died Tuesday in a London hospital surrounded by his family, according to a statement from his spokesperson. Watts' playing style was a blend of jazz, swing, and R&B that powered the Rolling Stones' blues-infused rock. Watts played on every Stones album and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the group in 1989. Charlie Watts was 80. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.